The battle over importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada is heating up. In recent weeks, California legislators introduced bills that would make the process easier, and several U.S. cities are trying to set up buying plans for their employees. But the federal government and drug companies oppose those efforts. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that the Canadian drug pipeline used by many Americans to save on drug prices may not be open much longer.
Americans can get prescription drugs from Canada over the internet or by going to storefront sites in the U.S. that help them fax in their prescriptions to Canadian drugstores. It's not legal, but it's done a lot. David Mackay heads the Canadian Internet Pharmacy Trade Group. From his office in Winnipeg, he's watched as the numbers have steadily increased.
Over 1 million people from the United States actually take advantage of Canadian mail order prescriptions, potentially as much as 1.5 million. That totals last year, 2003, about $800 million of U.S. retail business that crossed the border.
And the dollar value is going up, too.
There's a potential to get a little closer to about $1 billion in 2004, depending on whether or not we have supply constriction issues.
By supply constriction issues, he's referring to what 6 or 7 drug companies are doing. GlaxoSmithKline was first last year. It informed wholesalers to stop supplying Canadian internet pharmacies. Most recently, Pfizer joined the pack when it cut some Canadian internet pharmacies off, as well as conventional pharmacies that were exporting their products. Mackay says the pharmacy's American customers may be in trouble soon.
We have some inventories at the moment. However, there will potentially come a time that if we can't get them through the wholesale level, we may not be able to provide them to American citizens.
Meanwhile, states are trying to expedite the process of buying lower-priced Canadian drugs. Minnesota, for example, has posted a website with prices and contact information for several Canadian internet pharmacies that meet the state's standards. Iowa has proposed a formal plan for reimportation to the federal government. But states are encountering the second front in this border war, the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA has taken action against stores in the U.S. that help people send in their prescriptions. William Hubbard is the Associate Commissioner of the FDA.
We've met with several governors from states, and we've tried to explain to them that these drugs from foreign countries are not regulated by the FDA and therefore could well be unsafe.
The safety concerns are a big point of contention here. The FDA regularly cites examples of drugs that come with little or no information or in the wrong quantities. The FDA commissioner sent a memo earlier this month to a Canadian health official citing several internet pharmacies that hadn't met the state of Minnesota's standards. Mackay and the internet pharmacies admit there are rogue, unlicensed pharmacies in Canada, and they wouldn't mind the FDA helping them put those places out of business. But Mackay insists patients are not being harmed. He says the real harm would come from Americans who can't afford the high price of U.S. drugs going off their medications. There is one thing both sides agree on. Again, the FDA's William Hubbard.
This is going to be a continuing issue all year. There is incredible interest by patients to find cheaper drugs. There's incredible interest by public officials in states and cities to access cheaper drugs for their citizens. And there's also going to be, in our view, a great deal of interest in Congress in legislating in this area.
A half dozen or so bills that would allow importation of drugs from Canada have been introduced in the Senate. The House passed a bill last year. The fate of the legislation is uncertain. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.